हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा We'll be reading from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text number 41. Vyavasayatmikah buddhi ek. Vyavasayatmikah buddhi ekeha kurunandana bahushakahi anantascha. बहुशाखाहि अनन्तश्च बुद्धयो व्यवसायिनाम् बुद्धयो व्यवसायिनाम् ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद दोज हु आर ऑन दिस पाथ आर रेजोल्यूट इन पर्पस एंड देयर एम इज वन ओ बिलवड चाइल्ड ऑफ द कुरुस The intelligence of those who are irresolute is many-branched. Purport. A strong faith that by Krishna consciousness one will be elevated to the highest perfection of life is called Vyavasayatmika intelligence. Faith means unflinching trust in something sublime. When one is engaged in the duties of Krishna consciousness, he need not act in relation to the material world with obligations to family, traditions, humanity or nationality. Fruitive activities are the engagement of one's reaction from past good or bad deeds. When one is awake in Krishna consciousness, he need no longer endeavor for good results in his activities. When one is situated in Krishna consciousness, all activities are on the absolute plane, for they are no longer subject to dualities like good and bad. The highest perfection of Krishna consciousness is renunciation of material conception of life. This state is automatically achieved by progressive Krishna consciousness. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamstha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Parshatya Dishatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurutushe Namaha పంచతత్వాత్మకం కృష్ణం భక్తరూప స్వరూపకం భక్తావతారం భక్తాఖ్యం నమామి భక్తశక్తికం. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగి రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే. జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. So we welcome all of you for today's Sunday feast program. And today is the last Sunday feast of the year 2019. And how many of you must have seen this year fly like as if it was months or days? Can you raise your hands? How many of you feel that this year passed away as it came? Yeah, so even I feel like that. This is the beauty of time, that we want more time, but we don't get enough time. And generally, when the end of the year comes, what do people do? What do people do? They celebrate. Okay, yes, definitely. Because one of the festivals is Christmas, and people celebrate in the Western world. You have this celebration just like we have Diwali. Of course, India is such a vast country with so many people, so many cultures. Earlier, Diwali used to be celebrated only in the north, you know, more elaborately. But today, because India is a so-called secular country, so we celebrate all types of festivals, including, you know, Christmas. So, yes, during this time of the year, we have majority people going out celebrating and, you know, spending a lot of money on buying so many things, you know, consuming so many things. So this is a time where people look forward to ending the year if they had a very bad year, which most of us do have. Why is it so? Why most of us feel that every year I should do something but I cannot do something? Because that is the nature of this material world. This material world is built in such a manner so as to frustrate our ideas. This year, by the time today gets over, most of us will be taking a pen and a paper. And what we will be doing? Yes, we will be doing, we will be trying to write New Year resolutions. So this verse, Vyavasayatmika Buddhi Ekeha Kurunandana, it teaches, the word resolute comes from this verse. What it says, I'll read the translation again. Those who are on this path, in this path means the path of spiritual life, are resolute in purpose and their aim is one. O beloved child of the Kurus, The intelligence of those who are irresolute is many-branched. So the word resolution comes from the word resolute. What is the meaning of resolute? Resolute means determined. So when we take resolutions for the next year, what are we trying to do? We are trying to be more determined in doing something. It is said that only 60% of the world people take resolutions. Only 60% of the people take resolutions. But how many follow? It is said, statistics says only 8%. So to take resolutions is easy. It's a good thing. But to follow those resolutions, even for a year, what to speak of an year, even for a month, sometimes what to speak of a month, even for a day, could be difficult. So yes, the living entity understands that I am doing something wrong in this world and I have to correct it. And therefore, the living entity by nature tries to seek more happiness in the next year by doing something determination, in a determined manner. So let us look in some of the statistics which are placed here. They say that the top five resolutions of this world are, what is the first, can anybody guess what it could be, the first resolution or the top five, amongst the top five, first one? No social media. Is that a resolution? How many of you think that no social media could be the topmost resolution? It's a myth. Okay, you'll come to that later. What do you think that is the most famous or most wanted resolution by people?
Better family person?
No. Diet. Sabko patla hona hai. Everybody wants to become thin. And what is the next? Which institutions gain the maximum entries during this month? Or during this week and the next week? Gym. So what is the resolution? To become fit. Or to do more exercise. What is the third resolution? Or most famous? Is people want to learn something new. They don't. They must have learned something, or they must be pursuing something, but they want aur kuch seekhna hai, aur kuch karna hai, something new. I need something more kick in my life, as they say. I need to learn more. Maybe I should try my hand in photography. Maybe I should try my hand to become a good gymnast. Whatever. So how many of you agree to this, that they want to learn something new in this year or the next year? Yes. And the next fourth one is to quit smoking. Many of the people, the male especially, nowadays I see even the female population for smoking is increasing. So this is the fourth one. And the fifth one is paisa. Save more money. So coincidentally, if you see that money doesn't come first. Nowadays things have changed. Earlier, you know, during 20 years ago or 15 years ago, the first resolution was probably to get a better job, better pay, better salary. But things have changed now. People are looking more into fitness. People are looking into more into learning new things in life, which is very good. Then there are others like read more, spend more time with family, as you rightly said. So all these resolutions are there because we are hoping that the new year will bring wonderful results, great happiness, and therefore we wish each other happy new year. On 31st night, we all will burn some effigy of old man and, you know, welcome a new year. But then most of the things which we do more or less remains the same. What is that? Eating, mating, sleeping and defending. All these resolutions come under these four brackets or these four aspects of life. So how different is it, you know, than a person who is, in this verse it says a person has to be progressive. So what is real progress? The happiness which we get in this world, Srila Prabhupada gives the analogy, is like happiness when you are given sweet rice and you are mixed sand in the sweet rice and you tell the person you enjoy the sweet rice. So what is that? You have some sort of happiness, but then you also have that feeling of patthar, kankar in your mouth. So year after year we take resolutions and we end up not following them, not able to follow them, or after following them also we are not able to get fulfillment in heart. So for a practicing sadhaka, for a devotee, rather the word devotee is often misused, the right word as per Sanskrit is sadhaka. For a practicing sadhaka, what should be the resolution? What resolution should we take as a sadhaka? So today we will be seeing this aspect, and therefore the topic is the perfect resolution. So we have to understand that we have got this human form of life, which is a very rare thing. It is said the probability in max, you have statistics, you have something called probability. What is the probability of a coin tossed up? It is half or 50%, because there is heads or tails. But what is the probability that, what does the Shastra describe, that we get a human form of life? Humko manushya janam milta hai, iski kya probability hai? So Shastra describes that if there is in an ocean, there are dolphins swimming, and once upon a time, the head of a dolphin is seen, and that too only if you are very lucky, and you are able to go in the midst of the ocean. So that sort of probability is what the acharyas explain that we get as human form of life. And what is the greatest gift as human beings we get? Brahmanda brahmite kone bhagyavan jiva guru krishna prasade paaye bhakti lata bija. Who is that fortunate soul? Brahmanda brahmite, who is roaming all the 14 universes and able to get the seed of bhakti, bhakti lata bija, guru krishna prasade paaye, by the mercy of the guru and the mercy of Krishna, we get the seed of devotion. So first of all, human form is rare, and then overall, to get seed of bhakti in human form of life, we are having the greatest gift. So our resolutions should be according to this understanding. It said, manushyanam sahasreshu kaschad yatati siddhaye yaditam api siddhanam kaschan mam veti tatvata. Amongst thousands who endeavor for spiritual life, one takes keen interest. Among such thousands who take keen interest, only one can understand the Supreme Lord as He is. Bhavunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapatyate vasudevam sarvamiti sa mahatma sudarlabha. To understand after many, many births that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one who understands this is considered to be a Mahatma as per the Bhagavad Gita. So what should be our resolution? Our resolution should be such that we are steady. What is the meaning of resolute? Determination. What does determination help us to do? It helps us to make us steady. Sthirta. Hum jeevan mein sthirta leke aate hain. And don't you think that we all need that? A balance in life, a stability in life. What is the use of, you know, being happy one day, so much so, and the next day you are suffering? So what sort of resolutions, you know, like for example, you pay thousands of money to the gym and you end up becoming more fat. Instead of losing weight, you gain more weight. So not only your money is gone, your time is lost, but you have also not achieved the end result. So I'm not saying that we should not have these resolutions. Yes, these resolutions are important. It's not that we should become fat, eat more and more prasad, anytime, whatever, and become more and... No, we have to be fit. Health is the prime concern for everybody. But what I'm trying to say is, as a sadhaka, what resolutions should we make? So we should make those resolutions which help us to increase our faith, keep us steady in our faith, and also keep us steady in our practice or sadhana. There are two aspects, shraddha or sadhana. Shraddha comes from hearing from those people who have shraddha or knowledge, you know, hearing from those people who can give knowledge from the shastras. And sadhana is our own endeavor, our own practice. So our resolution should be based on these two principles. And based on these two principles, we will be speaking upon the three most important resolutions every practicing sadhaka should aspire for. Anybody knows what are those three principles or three resolutions which we will be discussing? Any idea? Any guesses? Any wild guesses? Any intellectual guesses? Incidentally, around few years before, when the Pune temple was being opened, the day the Pune temple, the NYCC, the new Pune temple, I was there with some of the devotees and I was taking prasad, and in front of me was sitting His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu. All of you know Radha Gopinath Prabhu, right? So, whenever you see a great soul or a great personality, a renunciate, one should be eager to ask question. So one thing which was troubling me for many years was that despite being in Krishna consciousness for some years, married, well settled, I was not getting the fulfillment of life. Despite doing all the sadhana practices, there was no fulfillment. So I asked him, Prabhuji, बहुत साल से मेरे को ये प्रश्न चल रहा था मेरे मन में कि what should a sadhaka do to get fulfillment in his life? So Prabhuji answered to me. He said he should do three things. He should do things such that there is Naam Ruchi, there is Vaishnav Seva, and there is Jeevadaya. So what are the three things? Naam Ruchi, Vaishnav Seva, and Jeevadaya. So anybody knows what is the meaning of Naam Ruchi? Okay. Good. Thank you, Mataji. Naam Ruchi. Ruchi means what? Keen interest. Not just interest. Keen interest. Or more than the right word is taste. Jab humko bhook lagti hai, तो सामान्य दाल में फोड़नी भी डाल के, उसमें वगार जो भी फोड़नी डाल के भी अगर दाल और राइस भी दिया जाए वो टेस्ट अच्छा लगता है क्योंकि भूख है। तो उसी तरह नाम रुचि का जो टेस्ट है वो हमें होना चाहिए। दूसरा है वैष्णव सेवा, भक्तों का सेवा करना। और तीसरा है जीव दया, मतलब कंपैशन फॉर अदर और एवरी लिविंग एंटिटी। सो वी विल गो इन टू डिटेल ऑफ ऑल दीज थ्री थिंग्स। सो फर्स्ट इज नाम रुचि, टेस्ट इन द होली नेम। सो इट इज एक्सप्लेन्ड दैट देर आर 9 स्टेप्स ऑफ भक्ति, स्टार्टिंग विद अधौ श्रद्धा तथा साधु संग भजन क्रिया अनर्थ निवृत्ति निष्ठा रुचि भाव प्रेम। सो दीज आर दी प्रोसेस और स्टेप्स फॉर भक्ति। सो अधौ श्रद्धा, फर्स्ट देयर इज इनिशियल फेथ एंड देन व्हाट वी डू तथा साधु संग, वी एसोसिएट विद वैष्णवास और डिवोटीज और लाइक माइंडेड डिवोटीज। देन अनर्थ निवृत्ति, देयर इज प्रोसेस ऑफ साधना, यू स्टार्ट चैंटिंग एंड देन देयर आर सो मेनी अनर्थस, नो द 6 बेसिक अनर्थस यू आर ऑल अवेयर, दोज दैट प्रोसेस ऑफ क्लीनिंग स्टार्ट्स। देन देयर इज निष्ठा, देयर इज फर्म फेथ and then there is ruchi, there is a taste, and then there is asakti. Asakti means attachment, intense attachment. Then there is bhav and then there is prem. So these are the stages. So this ruchi we are talking about, that is this ruchi. We should remember that if we want to develop that taste, we should understand what is the holy name about. Bhagwan ka naam kya hai, what is the holy name all about? We all know that there are 4 yugas. In each yuga there are different ways of understanding or approaching the Lord. What are the 4 yugas? Satyuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga and Kali Yuga, right? And in each yuga we have different ways of understanding the Supreme Lord. So what is the process in the Satyuga? Meditation. Meditate on whom? Facebook, Lord Vishnu, yes. So we have to meditate on Lord Vishnu. How many years you have to meditate? 60,000 years. And the person in Satyuga, normal person used to live for 100,000 years. And in Dwapar Yuga, or rather Treta Yuga, it was 10,000 years a person used to live. And the process was sacrifice, yajna. And in Dwapar Yuga, what is the process? Deity worship. And how many years people used to live? 1,000 years. And in Kali Yuga, the process, or rather, how many years people live? Maximum 100 years. 10-10 se divide hoke ghatte ja raha hai. 1 lakh, 10,000, 1,000 and 100. And the process is Harinam Sankirtan. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Namaiva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva 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 Gatiranyatha. The important fact is in each of these processes there was chanting of the holy name. In Satyuga, though the process was meditation, it was not silent meditation. Within, the yogi used to chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. There was a mantra. When you are performing yajna, do you play Ludo, chess while performing yajna? No. You chant mantras. And those mantras have to be, you know, recited in proper meter, you know, proper way, pronunciation. Then only the yajna becomes successful. Not like today's how people do yajna. Whatever they want to speak, they speak. You know, they may give bad words also while doing mantra. You will not know also. It is like that. And in Dwapar Yuga, the process of deity worship involves mantra. Idam pushpani. Esha dhupaha. So when we offer all the items of the aarti, we chant mantras. So again there is mantra. But in Kali Yuga, all these processes come to a, it doesn't work. So only the name, sirf mantra kaam karta hai. And therefore, in this age, we get not normal mantra, we get Maha Mantra. And that is the Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Why this mantra is very powerful? Because it is non-different than Krishna himself. Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinatva Nama Namino. This holy name of the Lord is the embodiment of happiness, bliss. And it is non-different. Bhagwan se pare nahi hai. Bhagwan ka naam aur Bhagwan mein koi antar nahi hai. This has to be understood very, very clearly. Once a disciple asked his guru, ki Guruji, mujhe bhakti marg mein sabse secret mantra dijiye. Secret, top secret. So Guru ne bola, theek hai. He said, he gave this Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You chant this mantra every day. This is the most secret and the topmost mantra. So this disciple took this mantra very happily and started chanting and going. And on this way, he saw on a river bank some washermen also chanting the same mantra. So then he went and asked them, who gave you this mantra? Oh, we know this mantra. But my Guruji said, this is secret. No, we have been chanting for many years. So he went ahead. There he saw some girls, picking up cow dung. These girls were also chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. So he asked those girls, how come you know? Yes, our parents told us about this. We also know. He got more bewildered. He went further ahead. He took a rickshaw to go to his house. The rickshawala was also chanting Hare Krishna mantra. So more he got bewildered. He said, mere guru ne mujhe ullu banaya lagta hai. Bole, secret hai, sab to jante hai. In all facets of life, people know. So next day he went back to the guru. And he asked, Guru Maharaj, aapne mujhe bola ki ye mantra to top secret hai. But I heard the washerman chanting, the girls chanting, and the rickshawala chanting. So his Guruji said that they may be chanting, but do they know the value? So that I did not ask. Okay, you do one thing. He gave the disciple a jewel, a diamond rather. He said, go and show this diamond to them. And ask them what they will do with this diamond. So the disciple went first to the washerman. And he asked them, this is diamond, you want to take? Yes, we'll use it for washing our clothes. It is very hard and strong. So our clothes will get washed nicely. Soap reh jata hai na. Achhi tarah se nikal jayega soap. So he said, what nonsense, you don't know the value only. Give it back to me. He took the diamond and he went to the girls. He asked the girls, you want this diamond? The diamond? Yes, we will use it for packing the cow dung nicely. Chapta karne ke liye. So again he was disappointed. Then he went to the rickshawala. The rickshawala said, oh, this has nice pointed edges. I will use it to remove my corn from my feet. Corn malum hai na, kya bolte hai Hindi mein corn ko? Corn is something wo hard ho jata hai na pau heels mein. To usko corn bolte hai. To main wo diamond se corn nikalunga mere pau se. So the disciple said, oh, these three people don't know what this actually diamond is. So he went back to the guru and told, oh Guru Maharaj, you are right, these people did not know the value of the diamond. So similarly, the guru said, similarly, they don't know the value of the holy name. The holy name is an open secret. It is a secret, but yet it is open secret. How many of us have been chanting Hare Krishna for some years? Most of us. 5 years, 10 years. But do we feel happiness every time we chant Hare Krishna mantra? Yes or no? Maybe yes, sometime, but not most of the time. We are thinking how to finish our rounds. Not to forget the major distraction for all of us. I will also keep it aside. So, we will discuss now what are the 3 stages of the holy name in brief, and then we can go to the next aspect. The holy name, when we chant, generally it is said that we chant with aparad, offenses. What are the 10 offenses against the holy name? Anybody is aware? It starts with to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their life for propagating the holy name of the Lord. To consider the names of demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. And in this way there are 10 offenses. But there is one more additional offense. What is that? What is the 11th offense? It is also an offense to be inattentive while chanting. Every devotee who claims to be a Vaishnav must guard against these offenses in order to quickly achieve the desired success, Krishna Prem. So what chanting we are doing is we are doing with the 10 offenses. We are offensively chanting the holy name unknowingly. You may say, Prabhuji, main to aise soch ke nahi karta hun. But unknowingly, during our activities, and especially the 11th offense, inattentive while chanting. It is said that this 11th offense is the root cause of all the 10 offenses. We may not be doing the 10 offenses, but if we are inattentive while chanting, inattentiveness comes in three aspects. One is odasina. Odasina. Odasina means indifferent. You know, you are reading a newspaper and you are chanting. You are seeing your mobile and chanting. So this is in odasina, indifferent way of chanting. Next is jadya. Jadya is laziness. You sleep and chant. Maybe you are sitting on a, sofa and, sote sote japa ho jata hai. Yogya japa. Yog japa, whatever. And vikshepa. Vikshepa means distraction. Completely distracted during holy name. You are traveling in bus, you are seeing there, you are seeing billboard. So do you think that with this type of japa when we do, Krishna will come and sit in our heart? Or will we be able to call Krishna in our heart? No. So this type of chanting is called Nama Aparad chanting. Nama Aparad chanting. So what is the solution? What is the solution for this? The most important solution is we should chant in association of devotees whenever we can. We have to improve the resolution which I am talking about in terms of Naam Ruchi is that we should overcome the Naam Aparad stage and come to the next stage. And how we can do that? We can do that by chanting regularly whenever it is possible in association of Vaishnavas, senior devotees or senior sadhakas who have the determination to chant daily with a very focused approach. Also, we should follow strict rules for chanting on certain specific days like Ekadeshi or Janmashtami, Gaur Purnima, all these festival days because we fast. We know so many devotees who chant 64 rounds on Ekadeshi days. They chant 128 rounds on specific days like Janmashtami or Gaur Purnima. So these sort of determined, this is the resolution, resolute. We determine ourselves to chant more rounds on specific days. Maybe during a week you have to travel, you have some important office work which you could not, you know, remove from your mind. So those days your chanting may be bad. But fix up in a week, at least one or two days where either you can chant in the association of devotees or you make determined effort to chant your rounds sitting in one place. And that some of the aspects which I would like to inform is that before you start chanting, read something about the holy name. Agar aapko kisi ke bare mein किसी से प्यार करना है, किसको प्यार करना है, तो उनके बारे में जानना जरूरी है. इफ यू वॉन्ट टू लव समबडी, वी नीड टू अंडरस्टैंड मोर अबाउट दैट पर्सन, इजंट इट? व्हाट ही लाइक्स, व्हाट ही डजंट लाइक, यू नो, ही और शी, व्हाट एवर. सो सिमिलरली, इफ यू वॉन्ट टू डेवलप लव फॉर होली नेम, टेस्ट फॉर होली नेम, वी हैव टू रीड अबाउट होली नेम, वी हैव टू नो मोर अबाउट द होली नेम. सो रीड एवरी डे फ्यू पेजेस, फ्यू लाइन्स अबाउट होली नेम. बाय हार्ट सम श्लोकास, मेमोराइज सम श्लोकास which help you to chant the holy name nicely, like some of the shlokas we chanted. Chant in a specific time and specific place, which is most important. One day we chant in the morning, one day chant in the afternoon, one day we chant in the evening. No, that will not help. Because the mind does not focus. What is the meaning of a What is the meaning of disciple? Disciple means to be disciplined. So we need to be disciplined in our sadhana. And especially during the japa time, we have to chant in a specific time and a specific place also. It helps to improve our chanting. And most of the times, at least try to finish 80 to 90% of your rounds. And once a week, twice or thrice finish 16 rounds in one sitting. Those who are chanting 16 rounds. So in this way, you will see, you know, that slowly, your taste for chanting improves. And then we will come to the next stage, which is Nama Bhas. That is the clearing stage. What is the difference between Nama Aparad and Nama Bhas? In Nama Bhas, we don't do offensive chanting. We ensure that we chant without offenses. And it is explained that Nama Bhas stage, even if one chants in a very unknowing manner, there is a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam which explains, Sankhetam parihasam va stobam helam evava Vaikuntha nama grahanam ashesha shagaharam vidu. So there are four types of Nama Bhas chanting. Sankhetam, indifferent or not meaning the same, you know, not meaning the actual holy name but meaning something else. And what is the example the Shastras give? The Shastras give of Ajamil. All of you, I don't know whether all of you know about this story. There was one Brahmana who was called Ajamil. And he was a very cultured Brahmana who was following all the rules and regulations. But because of some bad association, he fell down. And he, through a prostitute, he begot around 10 children. And the 10th child, he named him as Narayan. So when he was 80 years old, he became father of the 10th child. And then he was so attached to the 10th child that even in his deathbed he was calling Narayan, Narayan, though he was not meaning the Supreme Lord Narayan. And at that time the Vishnudutas came and, you know, allowed, they fought with the Yamadutas and took his soul to the Vaikuntha Dham. So this is the meaning of Sanketam. Parihasam. Parihasam means jokingly. If somebody says Hare Krishna, that is also very useful. That is also very, remove all the sins. Ashesha Shagam Haram Vidu. It will clear all the sins. Stobam. Stobam means mockingly. Tum log Hare Krishna wale log aise hi hai. Jab dekho bhooki bechte rehte hain. Like that. Helanam, disrespectfully. Even if somebody shouts at you, you know, in an angry mood, but they say Hare Krishna, you know, that is also very powerful. The difference is, there is no aparad. All these are spontaneously for a minute. You know, they say that the holy name can clear all sins. And the scriptures give these four principles or ways of doing it. Now you may say, well then, where is love of God? Bhagwan ka prem kaha hai? So the scriptures say that naam aparad and naam abhas can only help in clearing your sins. But Krishna prem can come only when you get naam ruchi. That is the stage where you are become eligible for love of God, of Krishna prem. And therefore, one has to overcome the aparad, associate regularly with devotees who are chanting well, focus on how to improve your chanting on a daily basis, and slowly come to the stage of Shuddha Naam, which is the third stage. And what happens here is the actual definition of bhakti. What is the actual definition of bhakti? It is given in Nectar of Devotion. Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karma dinavrittam anukolyena krishnanu shilanam bhakti ruttamam. Jnana or karma. Bhakti is devoid of knowledge, the impersonal knowledge, and karma, material activities. Anukulena Krishnanu Shilanam. It has to be done in a favorable manner. So this is the stage or Shuddhanam. And also, if you see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's 8 verses, what is it called? Chaitanya Shishtashtakam. The 4th verse. What is the 4th verse? Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadisham kamaye, mama janmani janmani swaray, bhavatad bhaktir ahetukitvi. I do not want na dhanam, I do not want vent, I do not want wealth, I do not want beautiful women, nor I want popularity, followers. My only aim is that I should become a servant of the servant in every life I take. So this verse, this stage of Shuddha Naam, coincides with the 4th verse of Chaitanya Shishtashtakam. So this is what we discuss about Naam Ruchi. Now we go to the next aspect of Vaishnav Seva. Before we go to the aspect of Vaishnav Seva, we should understand who is a Vaishnav. What is the qualities that make a Vaishnav? Of course, the scriptures explain there are 26 qualities. But there is very one nice story which I would like to tell. Once in Srirangam, there was a disciple of Parashar Muni who asked Parashar Muni, "O Gurudev, what qualities of a Vaishnav should I inculcate? Or should I look in? Or should I try to, you know, aspire for?" So Parashar Muni said, "You go to Tirupati and there my friend Ananta Acharya is there. You learn from him and you ask this question to him." So the disciple went all the way through the forest by foot, enduring a lot of difficulties, and he came to Tirupati and he stayed in the ashram of Ananta. And Ananta asked him, "So, what is it you want to ask me?" So he said, "What are the qualities one should aspire to look for in a Vaishnav?" So he said, "Do one thing, you serve here for some time, then I will tell you." So the disciple served in his ashram for 6 months. He used to do all the menial services, you know, cooking, washing the vessels, cleaning the floor, serving the other Vaishnavas. And then one day there was a big festival in the ashram. So this disciple himself said, "Gurudev, I would like to serve all the pilgrims." You know, in South India when there is a festival, there is also distribution of prasad. So many pilgrims come. You know, if you go to Srirangam now or Kanchipuram, you'll find that they serve prasad for free, you know, and they sit in pandi, you know. Around a batch of people, pilgrims sit, then the next batch and the next batch. So like this disciple was serving batch after batch, and then after some time he got a little bit tired. He said, probably I should take some, you know, prasad, and then I will serve more. So when he was about to sit for prasad, the Ananta Acharya said, you do one thing, you serve for the next batch of pilgrim also. Don't take now. So he agreed and he served the next batch. Again he sat down for prasad. Again Ananta said, you do one thing, you serve the next batch and then take prasad. So like that he kept on serving. By that time it was night, and then Ananta said, okay, now you can have prasad. All the pilgrims have gone, now you have. So he had. And then after he had prasad, Anantacharya said, I think you had some question, no? What was your question? So he said, oh, you remembered, thank you. So he said, I've been waiting for 6 months to ask you this question. What qualities of a Vaishnava was one look at, or one should aspire for? So the Anantacharya said that a Vaishnava should be like salt, namak, chicken, murgi, crane, I don't know what to say in Hindi, crane, and he should be like you. So what were the things? He said, a Vaishnav should be like salt, namak, chicken, crane, and like you. So, yeah, mein 6 mahina, iske liye ye answer thodi dekhne ke liye baitha main idhar, sunne ke liye. I waited for 6 months to hear this cryptic answer. I could not understand only. So he was disappointed a bit, but then he didn't want to, you know, ask and you know, make him angry. He said, I'll go and ask my guru, Parashar Muni. So he went back to Srirangam, and Parashar Muni asked, so how was your 6 months stay? He said, it was all good. I could serve very nicely and all, but I could not get my answer to the question. He said, why, what happened? He said, that guru gave me very cryptic answer, you know, very puzzling it was. So what answer he gave? He said, a Vaishnav should be like salt, he should be like a chicken, he should be like a crane, and he should be like me. Pehle teen to samjha, lekin chautha mere jaisa, to I could not, it is very bewildering, very confusing. So Parashar Muni laughed and he said, Ananta Acharya is very clever, he did not explain to you because he wanted me also to hear this, and so that I also understand. So Parashar Muni said, a Vaishnav should be like salt. What is the symptom of salt? What is the fundamental principle of salt? She's saying it gives taste to the food, but it is not seen. अगर नमक नहीं होगा खाने में तो खाना कैसे होगा? फीका होगा. Unless you are really low sugar diabetic or whatever, you will not enjoy that sort of food. If today prasad is served and there is no salt, or tomorrow temple says prasad मिलेगा but अपना अपना नमक लेके आना घर से, जितना चाहिए आप डालो. So the food will not be tasteful. But at the same time, nobody says, wah, dal mein namak kitna achha dala tha. Ya sabji mein namak bahut achhi tarah se milaya tha. We say, sabji bahut achhi thi, kadi bahut achhi thi, dal bahut achhi thi, paneer, tikka masala bhi bahut achha tha, sab kuch achha tha. Lekin salt bahut achha tha, we don't say. So what is the meaning of Vaishnav should be like salt? A Vaishnav should be without any requirement of any praise or recognition. The salt doesn't have any identity of its own. But at the same time, if the salt is not there, then you make it, then you can feel the difference. Similarly, the presence of a Vaishnava should be like that. There is one devotee here in our temple. I don't know how many of you have observed. On Sunday, he comes and he marshals his troops for removing this board, cleaning the floor. How many of you have seen him? How many of you have seen him? Between around 11:30, 12 he comes. And by 1 o'clock, he's there distributing coupons. Sometimes I didn't see him today. But he distributes coupons. And then 1:32 he disappears. One day I asked him, Prabhuji, मैंने आज तक आपको प्रसाद लेते हुए देखा नहीं है मैंने इधर इस मंदिर में बाकी सबको हमने देखा होगा लेकिन मैंने उस डिवोटी को इतने साल में मैंने कभी प्रसाद लेते हुए देखा नहीं है. He says, मैं यहां सेवा करने के लिए आता हूं मेवा खाने के लिए नहीं आता हूं. I come here for doing सेवा for service not for eating प्रसाद. So I was shocked and surprised by this answer, you know. For a person who is serving so much, you know, hum thoda seva karte to bole mere plate bana ke rakha main aa raha hu abhi. But for a person who is serving, you know, hardly must people know him by name. You know, I came to know his name around 5-6 years before. I never knew, but I have been seeing him from my college days, you know. His name is Sunanda Prabhu, right? Sunandan Prabhu. Very senior, you know, he may not give class or this, but just by his example, I could understand. Agar mujhe bola hota na, Prabhuji, aap aao mandir mein, lekin prasad nahi milega aapko. Recently, there was this, some program was there in temple, and there was 24 hours kirtan or something like that, which day, I don't remember. And then the last line was, no prasad will be served after the program. As soon as I saw that line, I was disappointed. Because hamara level hai na, abhi bhi udhar hi atka hai, prasad. But this devotee, for so many years, he has not been taking prasad in a temple. I was shocked. How many people of you are shocked to know this? Hum log mandir aate hai, lekin भगवान का दर्शन लिए है ना लिए, लेकिन प्रसाद का एक माइंड में रहता ही है ना. आज दाल राइस सब्जी कुछ तो मिलेगा आज, कुछ नहीं तो एटलीस्ट नीचे वड़ा पाव समोसा जो भी है गोविंदास. बट आई हैव नेवर सीन दैट पर्सन दैट डिवोटी टेकिंग प्रसाद, नेवर. आई डोंट नो इफ समबडी हैज सीन, बट आई हैव नेवर सीन. एंड दिस आंसर रियली शॉक्ड मी. सो अ डिवोटी शुड बी लाइक दिस सॉल्ट. It melts the salt. What is the other feature of salt? It melts with other ingredients. And this is the feature of, and loses its identity. This is exactly what a Vaishnava should be. The next analogy which Anantacharya gave was, a Vaishnava should be like chicken. How many of you have seen murgi taking food? You know, it goes like this, you know, in every dustbin places, you know. So it is able to chatofy, you know, segregate good food and bad food. It is able to, ganda rahega to abhi wo gandagi nahi khayegi, it will eat the good food, whatever, good in her dictionary. But it will disregard the other things. Similarly, a Vaishnav should always look at the good qualities in others and should disregard the faults. He should seek constructive opportunities even in bad situations. Management theory hai na, to see positive, be positive. Bolte na, be positive. What is the meaning of be positive? Even in dire circumstances, even in bad situations, we should be positive. Agar koi, you know, in, normally when a losing captain loses a match, cricket match, what he will say? He will not say my team played badly. He will say there was positives even in the loss. This one played well, that one played well, that one fielded well. You know, he will say like that. Why he says like that? Because if he accepts that my team played bad, the entire team morale will come down. So even in defeat, a losing captain sees a positive in his players. So similarly, even in bad situations, which every one of us go through in life at some point or the other in every year, we should see the positive which comes out of that situation. Some learnings. हमने क्या सीखा उस हादसा से या उस एपिसोड से. And we should always seek bhakti rasa. We should seek the essence in our work or activities we do. And we should not think about our own glorifications. And focus on the goal. That is the meaning of resolute. Focus on the goal. And the third part was the crane. What is the meaning? What does a crane do? क्रेन को हिंदी में क्या बोलते हैं? बगुला. यस. सो इट स्टैंड्स इन द वाटर एंड व्हाट डज इट डू विथ इट्स लॉन्ग बीक. इट ट्राइज टू फाइंड फिश. फिश इज इज फूड. खाना. एंड देर आर स्मॉल फिशेस और फिश देर स्मॉल फिश दे इट डजंट कैच देम. इट कैचेस द बिग फिश. So our Vaishnav should always look for the bigger picture. Even in failures, a Vaishnav should look for big picture, bigger goals. Let go of small things. You know, sometimes we catch up to small things. You know, like somebody is too much perfectionist. You know, if somebody is too much perfectionist, without understanding why certain things are done, even imperfectly, but still it is done to suit that occasion, that person will still be unhappy and disappointed. No, it has to be done in this way only. But look at the bigger picture. If the doing something little differently, you know, solves the situation or does it in faster time, one has to understand. One has to accept. So similarly, a Vaishnav should go deeper and leave the superficial. Should not worry about the external thing. Once one devotee told me that it is very easy, or rather he said some people become devotee externally, but internally they take long time to become. But some devotees become internally devotee fast, but externally they may take long time to show that they are devotees. So which is the better one? Second one. Bhakti is internal. It is not to show to others how great we are. Bhakti is personal, is internal process. And then lastly, Anantacharya said, a Vaishnav should be like you. What is the meaning? It means that a sadhaka should be able to have patience and tolerance and wait for the mercy of the Lord to come. Many times, you know, we think that because I am practicing devotee, all my worries, all my problems will be taken care. No. It will take time because we are not on the pure platform. We are on the conditioned stage. So whatever karma we have done, which is on the fructified stage, we have to face those results. What bhakti does is it helps to it stops your inclination to sin. Bija or koota, you know, these are some of the technical words. It stops your seed of inclination. By doing bhakti, there are certain aspects you don't go into, like no meat eating, no gambling, no, all these four rules and regulations. These are the sinful pillars. So bhakti helps you to stop the beej of sin. So basically we have understood what is a Vaishnav. Now the point is, why Vaishnav Seva is so important? It is said that Vaishnav Seva is the only way of pleasing the Supreme Lord. And in this there is one very nice story which again comes from the Sri Sampradaya. There was a great saint called Kanchipurna. How many of you heard the name Kanchipurna? How many of you went to Kanchipuram this year to see Varadraj? There was that special occasion. So the same deity Varadraj, there was one great soul called Kanchipurna who was the disciple of Yamunacharya, and he used to have a special interaction with the Lord when he was fanning the Lord. He used to fan Varadraj. He was so elevated Vaishnava that he used to speak to Varadraj. Suppose you are standing here and Gopinath says, "Hey, you have worn nice dress today." So you also worn nice dress today. If something like this happening and everybody sees you, then... But Kanchipurna used to do it very secretly. So, but few devotees knew and they used to ask Kanchipurna, "Jara pooch lo na Bhagwan se, ki main Bhagwan ke dham mein jaunga ki nahi? Will I go to Vaikuntha or not?" Imagine you know somebody who understands what Gopinath wants. So will you not go and approach him? "Poochho na, main pass ho jaunga ki nahi is saal mein exam." Itna to bata hi sakte hai na. Mera job lagega ki nahi, meri shaadi hogi ki nahi. So similarly, one devotee asked Kanchipurna that, "Please ask Varadraj. He talks to you. So whether I will go to Vaikuntha or not." So he agreed and he said, "Will this ABC disciple go back to Godhead or go to Vaikuntha?" So Varadraj Swami said, "Yes, at this end of this, is the last life. After he leaves this body, he will come back to me." So when he got this answer, suppose aapne aisa prashna pucha, to aapke sawal mein, aapke man mein kya sawal aayega? "Main jaunga ki nahi? Iska to ho gaya, iska to, iska sab kuch ho gaya, abhi mera kya hoga?" So there was a desire in his heart, but he was afraid to ask. So then Lord Varadraj understood his heart. So he asked, or Lord Varadraj asked Kanchipurna, "Kanchipurna, I think you have something in your heart to ask me. You want to ask me something?" So Kanchipurna, no, it's okay. No, you can ask. I will answer." So with great difficulty and great, embarrassment, he asked him, "My Lord, will I go to Vaikuntha?" What answer he got? The Lord said, "No." Tum log sochte ho ki are yaar roz baat karta hai Bhagwan ke saath, itna acha relation hai, fir bhi bolta hai Bhagwan ki tu nahi aayega mere ghar mein. How come? Aur jisko malum bhi nahi hai Bhagwan, aur unko bol rahe hain, "Ha, ye to pakka jayega back to God in is janam mein." So Varadraj says, you will not come back to Vaikuntha." So Kanchipurna asks, "Why? What is the reason?" So Varadraj replies, "Because though you serve me so nicely with lot of faith and love and affection, and I reciprocate with you, but still, because you have not served my devotee, you have not served a Vaishnav, you will not be able to come to Vaikuntha." So hearing this, he becomes so sad and immediately leaves the fan or the chamar and he tries to find a Vaishnav whom he can serve. Now imagine a great person asking you, "Main aapko seva karun kya, aapka kuch seva karun?" Aap kya bologe? Nahi, mera seva mat karo, aap to kitne bade bhakt ho. People will say like that, no? So everybody he was asking, everybody was telling, no, you are a great devotee, I will go to hell if I allow you to serve me." So then he decided, "This dress is the problem, I will remove this dress." So he removed the saffron cloth, worn a normal, disguised himself, and he went to one of his godbrother's house, and he served in the goshala for 6 months. And every time, you know, the god brother used to, he used to hide himself, you know, somehow. And without anybody knowing, he served there for 6 months, you know, taking care of the cows in the goshala. One day there was a massive rain and he got wet. And his white clothes, you know, he had only one pair of clothes. So he changed for that night, he changed into saffron so that the clothes get dry. And at that time, the god brother saw him. And then he realized, oh, this is Kanchipurna, my senior god brother. And he came and he hugged him and he fell at his feet and he said, oh, I will go to hell. You have been serving me for the last 6 months. And somehow they pacified each other and, you know. And then Kanchipurna said, I will go back now. And he went back to Varadraj and Varadraj was very happy. He said, you served my devotee for 6 months. Now you are eligible to go back to Godhead. So, this story shows that how serving a Vaishnava is important. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto, it is explained that Mat Bhakta Puja Abhadika. Mat Bhakta Puja Abhadika means that my worship of my devotee is more superior than my worship. Prabhupada gives a very nice analogy in the purport. He says, which is more easy, pleasing a man's child or pleasing the man? He said, when you please the child, the man, the father automatically gets pleased. And it is more economical to please the child. You know, you can give a toffee of 2 cents. But if you want to please the father, he may ask, you have to please him maybe $200. So which is easier? So, Prabhupada gives this nice analogy. Even Krishna personally shows by his example. Whom did he serve? Yes, I heard some answer. Krishna served Sudama, his own friend, but also Vaishnava. When Sudama came to Dwarka, Krishna gave his own bedroom ka bed, jisme he and Rukmini sleep every day. He took him there to the inner chambers of his house. Ab kon vyakti apne aap apne jo bhi hai relatives, close relatives, apne bedroom mein kisko leke jaoge? Nahi, very rare. But Krishna took Sudama to his own bed, made him sit there, washed his feet. Rukmini Devi was fanning him. He drank the water that washed his feet. There were attendants who were doing fanning him. You know, he did aarti of Sudama. Why the Supreme Lord has to do all that? Just to show that worship of a Vaishnava is more important than worship of himself. Also, the example of Narad Muni. Narad Muni, he was the son of a maid servant in his past life. By associating with hearing the Bhagavatam from the great souls and eating their uttishta or jhuta, you know, leftovers, he became Narada in his next life. So what are the three aspects of a Vaishnava which is very important? The water which washes the feet of a Vaishnava, the dust which touches the feet of the Vaishnava, and the uttishta or the remnants of a great Vaishnava. So the last aspect today we will cover, or the last resolution, is Jeev Daya. What is the meaning of Daya in English? Compassion. Compassion. Passion has to be come. Compassion. So the synonyms for compassion are mercy, you know, sensitivity, forgiveness, and so on and so forth. So basically we have to understand that compassion is not a material quality. It is the extension of our heart. It is the extension of our spiritual nature. By nature, we are compassionate because we have love of God in our heart. The only thing is, it is covered. The dictionary defines compassion as feeling of deep sympathy or sorrow for others' suffering. इतना ही नहीं है, अरे बहुत बेचारा तड़प रहा है, सिर्फ इतना सोचने से कंपैशन नहीं होता है. उसके आगे क्या करना पड़ता है? एंड अ डीप डिजायर टू एलिवेट द पेन एंड रिमूव इट ऑल्सो. सिर्फ सोचने से कंपैशन नहीं आता है, इट इज अ एक्ट एक्टिविटी. यू हैव टू एक्ट टू शो कंपैशन. And compassion is on various levels. There is compassion on physical, compassion on mental, and compassion on spiritual. When this temple, Radhanath Maharaj started this counselor system. Many of you must be aware of this counselor system. So what is this counselor system? This counselor system is an extension of compassion of all these great Vaishnavas, who extend their own family to all the counselees. They take care of their mental, physical and spiritual needs. And everybody, believe it or not, today needs it. Today, medical counseling or psychiatric counseling is one of the big business outside. Many of the people suffer from depression and they take pills, they take antidepressive tablets to overcome their depression, to overcome their, you know, unique habits which they have from their past life because of their upbringing, whatever. So many factors are there. So actually, this devotees who are the counselors, and they have been doing it for so many years to take care of devotees, they have extended so much. The Prabhupada defines compassion with the analogy of, you know, a man's drowning in the ocean. And you save the coat or you save the man. So the physical and the mental needs are like the coat of the man, and the man himself is the soul. So the ultimate compassion is for the soul. The real compassion is for the soul. Compassion also means one has to be kind. One has to be courteous. One has to be respectful. Forgiving to others. Because, why? Because Bhagawan sabke hriday mein hai. When we bow down to others, vancha kalpataru bhyascha kripa sandhu bhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. We recite this mantra. Whom are we bowing down? We are bowing down to the soul as well as to the Paramatma in that soul's body. Every living entity has the soul and the super soul. So that we should not be ashamed to bow down in front of anybody, because the super soul is present in everybody's heart. Compassion also means to preach or to give the message as per the requirement of that person. Practically, compassion means working in devotion. Bhakti mein kaam karna compassion hai. Therefore, bhakti is translated in English as not devotion. It is translated as devotional service. Being compassionate means being sensitive to others' needs. In this book of Vaishnava Compassion, His Holiness Satswarup Maharaj mentions an incident when he was in the plane, aeroplane, and many of you have traveled in plane. As soon as the plane lands, aap log ne notice kiya nahi hoga, plane hawe mein tabhi log belt kholne lag jate hain. Niche utar raha hai, and they announce that one should be, you know, safety rules, but Indians, as soon as touch bhi nahi hua, belt khol diya, khade ho gaye, you know, saman nikalne ke liye. Isn't it? How many of you have observed this? And this happens only in Bombay, only in India. When the same Indians go abroad, they will not do like that. When you come near this, conveyor belt, you know, they will hunt for their bags as if the life depends on that, you know. But same thing when they go to Europe, they will बैग नहीं आया तो भी चलेगा. समथिंग डिफरेंट इन अवर हवा, इन भारत की हवा में इम्पेशेंस इज सो मच, इंक्लूडिंग मी, आई एम नॉट डिफरेंट. बट सो दिस टाइम ही वॉज, एज सून एज द प्लेन लैंडेड, सत्स्वरूप महाराज थॉट दैट लेट मी ट्राई एंड maneuver myself, bypass few people and go, so that I don't have to stand in immigration line. In some of the countries, immigration line is a huge line, you know, you may end up standing hours, 1 or 2 hours. So he thought, let me go fast and avoid the immigration. So he tried to bypass, and there was one old lady. So jab bypass karte hain to thoda dhakka mukki to hota hai na, you know, chota aisle hai to. So the lady looked at Satswarup Maharaj, who was in a saffron dress, and he said, what does it take your religion to be good to others? Or to be polite? She would use the word. What does it take your religion to be polite to others? And when he heard this, Satswarup Maharaj being such a great Vaishnav, he immediately felt bad, you know. And he said, in my selfishness to go ahead, I am not thinking about these people. Even these people, there's an old lady, even she has to stand in line for immigration. There are many others who may be, maybe invalid or, maybe not well or whatever. So everybody is equal. It's not fair on my part. So this is sensitivity. An expert preacher will know how to work with a person such that, the sensitivity of that person, you take care of all the aspects and ensure that Krishna consciousness is given in a very gradual and organic manner. And most important when it comes to compassion is compassion to our own self. Jeevadaya mein hum bhi jeev hai na. अपने आप भी. तो मेनी टाइम्स वी टेक अप सो मच सर्विसेज दैट वी आर नॉट एबल टू चैंट अवर राउंड्स प्रॉपरली, वी आर नॉट इवन एबल टू ईट अवर फूड प्रॉपरली, वी आर नॉट एबल टू स्लीप प्रॉपरली. सो ऑल दिस विल अफेक्ट अवर हेल्थ. सो मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट इज अवर हेल्थ, देन कम्स अवर साधना, देन अवर फैमिली, देन all the other aspects. Of course, if you are a grihastha, then your job and all these things. So this is the way we should also be compassionate to ourselves. Whatever, every devotional service we do is an act of compassion on our own self. We don't do bhakti to show it to others. We do bhakti बिकॉज हमें अपने आप पे दया आना चाहिए. यदि मैं इस मनुष्य जीवन में भक्ति नहीं किया तो मैं एक यूजलेस प्राणी हूं. आई एम ए यूजलेस पर्सन इफ आई एम नॉट एबल टू यूटिलाइज द अपॉर्चुनिटी टू डू डिवोशनल सर्विस इन ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ. आई नीड टू बी कंपैशनेट ऑन माई ओन सेल्फ. देयरफॉर इट इज सेड, फर्स्ट वी सेव अवर सेल्फ. खुद को स्विमिंग नहीं आती है तो डूबो मत दूसरों को बचाने के लिए. तुम भी डूबोगे, उसको भी डुबा दोगे. एंड दिस विल कम ओनली व्हेन वी हैव स्टेडी फेथ एंड स्टेडी साधना. कंपैशन विल कम ओनली व्हेन वी हैव दीज टू प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ स्टेडी फेथ एंड स्टेडी साधना. एंड वन ऑफ द वेज ऑफ कंपैशन ड्यूरिंग दिस मंथ ऑफ डिसंबर is distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. It is said that charity of knowledge is the most powerful or most important or most beloved to the Lord. So therefore, how many of you have participated in this book distribution marathon? How many of you distributed Bhagavad Gita? How many of you not distributed Bhagavad Gita? So my request to you is, if you are wanting to be compassionate on yourself, please distribute Bhagavad Gita to others. Because only then you will understand that how others' life will, there is a possibility of others' life changing, and you are an instrument in their change. Krishna told Arjuna, Nimitta Matra Bhava Sabya Sachi, become an instrument in my hands. The same Arjuna who used to fight with Gandhi with so many astras and shastras on the battlefield of Kurukshetra lost all his power when he was attacked by local gundas in Dwarka when he went to protect the queens of Dwarka. He could not fight them because Krishna withdrew the power. So whatever power we have to do anything in bhakti is because of the mercy of the Lord. So by Naam Ruchi, by Vaishnav Seva, we get Bhagwan ki Kripa. We get the mercy of the Lord. And when we distribute this mercy of the Lord to others, that is Jiva Daya. So I will end this with a small verse from the Bhagavad Gita, which says 8.8. Says, Abhyasa Yoga Yuktena Chetasana Nyagamina Paramam Purusham Divyam Yati Partha Anuchintayan. It means that if you worship me as a Supreme Personality of Godhead with your mind focused on me without any deviations, you are sure to come back to me, Krishna says. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes a very nice analogy. He says, just like a caterpillar in one life becomes a butterfly. Similarly, in this life, if we serve with focus and keeping these three principles, these three resolutions every year, the same year after year, keep the same resolution. You can add all the other resolutions, thin, fit, gym, whatever, trekking. But these three principles should be our every year resolution. And then, like the butterfly in its own life becomes the butterfly, in this life itself, we have the chance, eligibility. Whether we go or not, that is Lord's desire. But at least we become eligible to go back to Godhead by following these three resolutions. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or clarifications? I would like to take this opportunity to thank temple management for giving me the opportunity to speak. I am sorry I could not mention it in the beginning. But thank you very much, and all the senior Vaishnavas who are here, I seek their blessings for, and pardon me if I made any wrong statement or comments. Dayal Chandra Prabhu, Hari Bol. So we'll have Kirtan now. Thank you very much for patiently hearing. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.